This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's Andy Paskin.
Yes.
I'm Jeff Phelps. Kevin Stefanski's press conference about 12 minutes away.
Me and Sly, tight. Reading promos for Sly.
Love it. The Browns had the second best defensive effort in week one. The worst defensive effort in week one of the NFL season went to?
The Ravens in the fourth quarter.
The Ravens overall. They gave up 497 yards in total offense to the Buffalo Bills. 497. Next most yards given up, 432 by the Giants. To me, this means two things.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness, are they going to be ready to roll? They are going to be fired up. They're going to be working like crazy this week. They're not happy. Josh Allen, Joe Flacco, the former Raven returning to Baltimore for the first time since he was let go by the Ravens. 497. Browns are going to have an opportunity. Because the Ravens obviously had some things that didn't go very well. Mm-hmm. So that's a problem. Derrick Henry was incredible against the Buffalo Bills until he let them back in the game with a fumble. He's going to be fired up.
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe?
Maybe. I mean, you assume.
What do you mean, maybe? Hey, I was really good. I don't care that I fumbled at the end of the game. He's going to be cranked up. Okay. Their defense is going to be cranked up. Does that mean they're going to be successful? No. But you can be sure that they are steamed. A, how they lost. B, the number of yards they gave up. C, that their star player, and he's especially steamed, that he fumbled the ball away and gave the team a chance to get back in the game. So this is...
I think if you're him, you got to turn the page and forget about the fumble. Because if you're fired up about a fumble, that fumble is eating space between your ears. You better turn the page if you're him.
Guys always get... turnover stuck between their ears, Andy.
Yeah, that's good for the Browns. I think so. You could say, there's...
Yeah, well, what's Cedric Tillman, what's Jerry Jeudy thinking right now?
I better hang on to the football.
There you go. Same okay. thing. Might be stuck between their ears. I mean, that's just part of the game. Don't you think Derrick Henry will be... He'll be more than ready.
Yeah, how's but that? I think at the professional level, the mental resolve of being able to let things go quickly. If you don't, you're done. Yeah, I mean, if you're sitting there and you're doing this and you're like, oh, I fumbled. Oh, man, I can't fumble again this week. I'm going to play so much better because I fumbled this week. No, you just need to play to the best of your ability and forget about what happened last week.
No, but you'll be
inspired. You can't let that eat yourself. You can't be you're just going to eat yourself up. You can't. You got to let it go. Same thing. If we throw the kicker back out there again this week, if Schmidt gets back out there, then he better turn the page real quick. I hope they get him a chip shot early and he can make it so he can get his confidence back real pretty quick and get going.
You have a Ravens team that's always been known for pretty good defense. That's one thing that Ozzie Newsome really built there. And Eric DaCosta has followed it up. Their defenses are pretty good, despite what happened in week number one. What I've been impressed with is that they've continued to try to add pieces around Lamar Jackson. And They brought in Zay Flowers a few years ago.
Right.
Brought in Zay. Rashad Bateman didn't work out real well early on, but he's really come on. And what did they do in the offseason? They went out and brought in a Hall of Fame caliber wide receiver in DeAndre Hopkins. Now, is he past his prime? You bet he is. Can he still play? You saw the touchdown.
That catch last week was amazing.
Yep, you saw the touchdown. He can still play. That's the type of guy that I was hoping the Browns would add. You know, a veteran guy who's out there who needs a job. Bring him in. It can help your group. But Baltimore went ahead and did it. They brought in Derrick Henry last year. Wow, great move. Really nice. Real smart. They have Justice Hill. Keaton Mitchell didn't even play last week. He was an active young guy who was coming back from an ACL last year. They have skill position talent. Their tight ends with Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely when he's healthy, they've given Lamar Jackson tons and tons of weapons. And I think that's great. And I can't stand the Ravens. That's the way you're supposed to build an offense. When you think you have enough, you add more. You just keep giving your quarterback, your offensive coordinator, talent to work with. And the Browns just haven't done that, Andy. That to me is one of the biggest differences in this organization. They have their quarterback, but they're not just relying on him to do the job because they keep giving him talent to work with.
Yeah, I mean, you know me, I love tight ends. I think they have two of the best tight ends in the game, too, with Isaiah Likely and Mark Andrews. But you're right. When you look at what's around Lamar Jackson and you take his ability and add it to what's there, they have done a fantastic job doing that. That's why you look at and say and talk about things like we did in the first segment where they had 800 yards of offense against the Browns last year. What will the Browns bring this week? This is going to test both these teams from an offense and defensive point of view. This could be a really, really good game. I hope it is.
What were they saying?
Vegas, this is one of the biggest spreads of the week?
It's the biggest spread of the week right now.
Huh. Do you smell a blowout in this game? I don't
smell anything yet, unless that's you.
No, that's not me either. Yeah, no.
Is that you?
No, I took a shower. I had one. I took one.
And another thing I like.
I mean, you soap.
I just like the way the Ravens put the team. They brought in Tyler Linderbaum.
Man, that was an extended studio audience. Yeah.
Well, we were really proud of the fact that you use soap on top of your shower.
Shampoo, too, man. It's good
morning. They brought in Linderbaum at center, first round a couple years ago. He might be the best center in the game now. I mean, they hit on most everything, and they just keep adding to positions of strength.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Credit to them, but it's the Browns.
I do think there's a path for the Browns to win this week.
Well, I do.
There's
too.
A couple paths.
The path.
Hey, hang
path
on to the ball and make your kicks, and now let's see what happens.
Well,
and you. But when I say hang on to the ball, that's not only wide receivers need to hang on to the ball; they need to have long, sustained drives because they're not winning a shootout against the Ravens. They're not. You think they win a shootout against the Ravens?
I don't think there's any way they win a shootout against the Ravens.
They couldn't hang the way the Bills did last
week. Which means they have to try to do, I would think, a similar game plan to what they did last week. And that is, from our perspective, they were conservative. Tyvis Powell thought they tried to keep the ball out of harm's way. Lance Reisland, who works with our fan pregame show, and is with us all.
Interesting.
Yeah, Lance, because I asked Lance, I said, was it a conservative game plan or what? And he said, no, not necessarily. He just thought, because he goes back and breaks down everything. Lance has too much time on his hands. I think that's great. He went back and broke it down, and he said Joe Flacco took what the defense gave him. And what it was shorter passes, underneath stuff. And that's why it looked conservative. But Joe took what Cincinnati gave him. And still they were only able to put up 16 points.
Judkins play this week? What do you think? There's a couple of questions there. Judkins play, yes or no? Judkins have impact, yes or no?
Judkins get suspended by the NFL, yes or no?
I don't want to think about that one. I'm trying to avoid that question. I think that's
the key to the whole thing.
And when would that happen?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
The fact that Isaiah Bond and Devin Bush have been dealing with similar situations and both played makes me think that Judkins can go out and play this week. He's here. We might even hear from him today. We expect to hear from Joe Flacco today. Will we hear from Judkins? At some point, he has to step out and talk to the media.
I would agree. Today would be a perfect day.
Today would be a perfect day. And Kevin Stefanski, you can be sure, within the first two, maybe three questions, if it's not the first question, where does Quinshon Judkins stand on this? Is he going to be able to play or is he not? What have you heard from the NFL? Are you ready to put him on the field? We heard Ethan
Posick. I'm ready
Posick
to put him on the field, wouldn't you?
Jeff's last update, you heard Ethan Posick say that he was really good, special running back. Would it make a huge difference? I don't know.
The Bills had 108 yards against the Ravens defense on the ground last game. Their leading rusher was James Cook. He had 44, 13 carries.
James is a good running back.
Elijah Moore,
and he's better than our running backs right now.
Cook is.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I
thought Samson was good coming out of the backfield for the Browns. Not as good running the football. The Browns ran the ball terribly. If they want to have some success against Baltimore, they're going to have to run the ball.
That's why you're hoping Judkins is here this week. I'm sorry.
I thought that against Cincinnati too. They didn't run it and they scored 16 points. If this team is going to have to throw 45 times a game to stay in it offensively, I think they're going to have major problems this year. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think they'll figure out their running game and they'll get it going. I think that'll happen. Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up in minutes here on The Fan. And I'm sure he'll give us some comment. I was going to say insight.
Let me ask you this.
He'll give you some comment on Quinshon Judkins.
I'm just wondering what kind of expectations you can have for Quinshon Judkins, considering he missed the entire preseason. I think a running back is a guy you hand them the ball and they run. And if they know what hole they're going to what blocker they're trying to follow, they're in good shape.
If he's been studying the playbook, been staying in shape, which I would assume that he did.
Mm-hmm.
And knows where to run, I would think that he could be as good as you think he's going to be. No?
I agree. I think he'd be just as good as he was in college. Now, the question is, the Ravens are better than any team he's faced in college, so you would think. They need some sort of running attack. They need to have some way to get 4 yards a carry, three, four, plus three and a half. Yeah. Somewhere around there. If that, that just gives Joe a little bit of honesty to be able to throw the ball and try to find somebody. I do think it's interesting that Flacco hasn't played in Baltimore since he left there. And what is that? I mean, you want to talk about the mental game. What does that mean for him? I wonder how amped up he doesn't seem to get.
Does the mental game affect a 40-year-old quarterback who's been around the league 18 years? I would think not.
There's probably something to it. I don't know. We see, how that might determine that. I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.